But if you just sit there and talk something else to your problem, start telling your problem, you so big. Oh, money problem, you so big. Oh, sickness, you so big. Oh, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. He never said that. He never said that. You and I have no business talking like that. And when the thought come up, you have the authority in 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down, bringing into captivity every thought, not half of the thought, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Because that's not what God said. And you need to say what he said. How do you do that? You train yourself. You develop yourself. How do you do that? How do you get, because we're talking about increasing our faith. How do you increase your faith? You got the way you increase your faith, the way you get your faith to grow, you got to plant it. I worked gardening. I even worked on the farm. I told you that before. You know how I got, you know, I started out with, I think we started out with about 4, maybe 6 rows of peas. And then a little, then I increased to 8. And you know what? We gather in. Every time I increase the sowing, I gather more peas in. To the point my wife said, you planting too many peas. She ain't never told me I brought too much money home. But anyway. but I brought too many peas in. But how did I do it? I planted it. How did I plant? How are you going to get your faith to increase? You got to plant it. How do you plant it? How do you increase it? You got to increase your saying. Every time you say, all of my needs are met, you just plant your faith in that. And then you say again, all of my needs are met, you just increase to what you just planted. And you say it again, all of my needs are met, you just increase it again. All of my needs are met, you just increase it again. And you get to the place where your faith will cause you to get a bumper crop, overflowing crop. But we say it one time, we forget it. You got up this morning and said, how many of you been saying that? Nobody raised a hand. I don't say nobody. I didn't see anybody. Because I'm sitting on the front seat, so it's hard to look back through my head. But my point is, as long as you're quiet about your money, long as you're quiet about your health, long as you're quiet about your fellowship with God, long as you won't do it, it won't increase. You got to say it. I'm a praying man. I'm a praying woman. I am a believer. I believe God. I walk in divine health. I tell you that all is well in my house. You can't just say that one time. You keep saying it. And when anything shows up to try to talk different to you, you speak up and say, no, everything is well in my house. I have all the money I need. Praise God. I give, and it's given to me. I expect money to come to me. I release money. I don't expect it. Some old broke down something showing up. When I release money, I'm expecting money back. Hello, somebody. When I lay hands on somebody, I expect them to get healed. I expect healing to flow. I expect the power to be released. I expect something to happen. And this is for every believer. But the devil done talk to you, and you need to start saying, when I lay hands on people, they get healed. You need to say that. When I lay hands on someone, they get healed. When I witness to people, they get saved. Hallelujah. When fear try to come, I rise up and tell fear, I'm bold. I don't have the spirit of fear. I have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And then when you keep saying that, you keep saying, what are you doing? I'm planting. I'm increasing my harvest. You notice God, and y'all in the house. You notice God didn't just say one time. It kept saying, and God said. Why did he say it? Because he wanted to get everything he won't say it. And everything he said, he wanted to see it done. How are he going to get it done? By saying it. So he just kept saying it. He kept saying it until he got down to man. When he got the earth like he wanted it, he said, I'm going to create me a man to run this earth. Now, why don't you say, I'm going to run this earth? I'm going to run my section. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why he tells us what's yours and what's not. Hello, somebody. I said, this is why he tells us what's ours and what does not belong to us. He said that earth is the Lord's. And the what? Fullness thereof. We know who owned this earth. We know who. But Adam let Satan in this earth and gave him a right to be here. And he have caused all kind of catastrophe. He have caused all kind of disaster and to make us think that we can't do nothing about it. But Jesus came and whipped his tail. And we hadn't got it yet that the devil been whipped. He may be in this world, but he's not of this world. He doesn't own this earth, this world. He owned the world he created. And that's disasters and disease and death and destruction. All that's what he owned. But when he is gone, this earth will still be here and it will come back to the original place of operation. Hallelujah. Y'all getting it, aren't you? Y'all getting it? Y'all getting it today? Hallelujah. It will come back to, because there will be nothing to interfere. But in the meanwhile, God said, rule in your domain. You rule your home. You rule in your area. You carry some weight in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. And so how do you do it? With words of faith. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. Don't let them cry and talk about, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Take charge. And no, baby, that's not the right spirit there. You don't have to be afraid. There ain't nothing to be afraid of. The bigger one's on the inside of you. Start telling about it. The greater one is in you, and teach them how to talk to him, how to pray, how to believe God, how to release your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus said, the way you increase your faith, they could, because they wanted to know. He said, you got to say. He told him, you got to speak. Mark 11, 23, which I started just a minute ago. He said, for whosoever shall say, whosoever shall say. That means you are whosoever. He didn't put no title on it like you have to be an apostle, you have to be a prophet, you have to be an evangelist, you have to be a pastor, a teacher. He didn't put no title on it like that. He didn't even say you have to be a Sunday school teacher. He didn't say you have to be a deacon or whatever. He didn't put no title on. All you have to be is a believer. Now, how many of us qualify? I'll be the first to get my hand up. I'll be the first. I'm a believer. That's who I am. And if you say, what are you doing? You're releasing the power that's in that word to plant something in your heart. And when you speak to the thing, you say, you're releasing the power to make that thing change into what you said it should be. And stop that thing that exists in your life and in your situation. Stop it from being what it is. Make it become what you say it is.